Now, these, it's up to me, totally up to me, to control it. I have to admit and own it, and it's mine to do something with. My name is Betty Sue Martin Rowe. I'm up in the Robinson Creek area of Pike County. It's been hard. It's been really hard because in 2019, I lost my husband. And then just this past August, I lost my sister. And so it's like hard to control your mind sometimes and control everything in your life. You feel like you lost control. I was having trouble. I gained weight because of all the stress and different factors. My blood pressure was up, and you know, you get the thirst factor, and then you have frequent urination, and you're like, something's going on here, you know. I had started even on the metformin, and my A1C was going up. It was like in the 6.3, and then it went, all of a sudden jumped up to 6.9, and I'm like, wow. And so they said, well, why don't we just try this Jardiance and see. Well, the Jardiance didn't work for me, and so then they tried another diabetic drug, and I said, that's not going to work either. And so I said, I'll just control it with my diet. So that's when I started working with Floyd County Health Department, and they started the program, and she was like, would you like to do this? And I said, sure. I had nothing else to do since we were all stranded at home. And so I started watching my calories, and that made the difference. The program. To begin with, you have a once a week session, and that was on the telephone with Diana, and we discussed the lesson plan and how we fit into that situation and how that we could change our lifestyle. So that went on for quite a while, and then she started once a month sessions now. One of them was look at your plate, how much vegetables, how much fruit, how much meat, you know, what are you drinking? Are you drinking sugar-loaded drinks? How much bread do you consume? I've found in my life, bread seems to be the one culprit that takes my blood sugar up and takes my weight up. And what do we do in Eastern Kentucky? We love bread. I said the other day, there should be something else to put with these soup beans. But I started eating more vegetables. Cut down on the meat, cut down on the bread, and eat more vegetables and more fruit. And even Brussels sprouts, which I didn't think that I'd like. I like those, and the soybeans, those are real good in a salad. We eat too many starchy, sugary foods because it's available. It's like if I have it in the house, I'm going to eat it. So don't bring it in the house. And that's not meant to be a punishment to myself. It's meant to be taking care of myself. You have to set yourself with a goal. First, went for the, instead of 5%, I went for 7%. 7% of your body weight, and that would have been 12 pounds to begin with. And then you say, once you meet that, you start another goal. I know that some people did increase their activities and lost far more than I did, you know, but I just stay active doing things around the house, out in the yard and everything. Mow the grass, weed eat, power wash the driveway, clean the windows. And I told Diana, I said, I'm wearing the carpet out on the hallway. I have walked up and down this hallway so many times. But it helps you burn calories. And I did get one of the, it's a Fitbit. And it tells you how many steps you take a day, how many calories you burn, what your blood pressure is, what your pulse rate is. So that helped a lot too. And seeing that my blood pressure was coming down was just wonderful. I'm like, okay, we're out of the stroke zone now. I'm more than letting it go. To begin with, I lost 18.2 pounds in about 6 months. Yeah. And I was pleased. I was pleased. And whenever you take up a pair of pants, you take about 2 inches out of the pants, waist, and seat, then that really thrills you. And I was like, oh, I got that little dress in the closet there that I haven't worn in so many years. I might be able to get into it. And at that point, I knew that I had been foolish in saying I just can't lose weight. You can lose weight if you set your mind to it and you begin to understand what is your demon, such as breads, sugary drinks, snacks. I'll probably even join the second session just to be in the group and in the competition, you know. I had a brother that was diagnosed as a diabetic at 14 years old, and that changed his life, and it also changed the whole family's life. Well, my mother was an avid pie baker, and at that point she quit baking pies because we had to eat around him or go and slip and eat our candy, you know, to protect him. And so that was a lot of the anxiety of, I don't want to be, you know, in that group. And if there's something I can do to prevent it, then I must do that for myself and for other people that are around me. I'm one of those kids that the polio vaccine came in when I was a child, and our mother was scared for us to take the polio vaccine. Finally, we took it. So I do think that in order for people to begin to live again, we've got to take the vaccination. We've got to do what we need to do. And I had no reservations about it. In my way of looking at this, there's been millions of people took the vaccine and it was okay, and they would not have been allowed to put it out if it had not been tested adequately. So there's a risk to everything. Was I willing to take the risk? Yes. You know, to be 75 years old, which one has the biggest risk? To go without the vaccine. So give me the vaccine. Diabetes, it's up to me, totally up to me, to control it. And for me to turn a blind eye to it would be saying I'm not that way. That's not the truth. I have to admit and own it, and it's mine to do something with. And no, you're not successful all the time, but eventually you get there. And I just think that you need to do it for yourself. If no one else, do it for yourself.